And he said there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
weird.
What else could you say? What about queer or quar? Did you ever use that?
Queer, yeah.
What does queer mean?
Two different meanings. One, some acting queer, just trying and stuff like that. And the other queer I heard, some guy that's gay or something like that.
Has the word queer meaning gay always, has it always had that meaning since you can remember, or is that just something very recent?
No, it's always had that meaning.
If you use the word as a noun, does it always mean gay? Like, say someone's a queer, does it always mean homosexual?
Mm-hmm. To me.
What if you say that someone is queer or acts queer?
No, I wouldn't associate it there.
Then it just means homosexual if it's a noun?
Right.
And someone who makes up his own mind and you can't argue with him, he's going to do things his way. He won't listen to you. You say he's...
he is strong.
Anything else you could say?
Stubborn.
You know some people like that?
Yeah.
And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. To say something that happened to embarrass somebody, you say, well, you better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still a little bit...
I know what I want to say, but I can't say. Tender or something like that.
Do you ever say testy or touches or?
Touchy.
Okay. You say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
upset.
But if he lost his temper, you say he was really
mad.
And if someone's about to lose his temper, you might tell him, now just
cool.
Or just keep.
Keep cool.
What else could you say besides cool? Just keep
calm.
And you've been working very hard. You say you were very
tired.
What else could you say?
Well.
And if a person had been well, then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they
got sick?
And if someone had gone out in bad weather and had come in with sneezing and everything, you'd say he
had a cold.
Or he went out in the rain and he
sick.
What happened to him? He
got wet.
Or talk about him having a cold and say
he caught a cold.
Okay.
Right.
Did you ever say he took cold or?
No, I'd say caught.
And if he couldn't talk right, he sounded a little his voice
hoarse.
Okay.
That's the way I am right now.
If you do that, you have a
sore throat
or a
cold.
Or what do you say you do? If you
have a cough.
Okay.
I thought you'd cough.
And say if you usually went to sleep at 10 o'clock and one night you had to stay up till about 1 or 2, you'd say by 2 o'clock you'd be feeling pretty
sleepy.
And you say at 6 o'clock in the morning I'll
get up.
Or before you get up, you have to, when the alarm clock goes off, you
wake up.
And you say, he's still sleeping, you better go in there and
wake him up.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you say that they're
mute, deaf.
Do you hear people say deep?
Yeah, I've heard deep.
Who would say that?
I've heard people say deep.